Welcome, everyone. You're listening to A Cup of Clarity, the podcast for women who want to get clear and live life with more purpose, presence, and peace. I'm your host, Jeanette Millian. I'm a longtime educator, certified life coach, and speaker. And together with conscious experts I interview, I'm here to offer you insight for intentional living. So, if you're ready to start living life from the inside out, grab your cup, take a sip, and listen in. Hello, friends, and welcome to the final episode of this first season of the podcast. I can't believe that this first season has come to a close already. I wanted to take a moment, though, to say thank you to those of you who have been loyal listeners since the beginning of the podcast. Thank you to those of you who listened to an episode and felt moved to share it with someone you know. And thank you to those of you who subscribed or left a review. The support and feedback I have received for this humble podcast has been quite overwhelming. This podcast started as an idea of something I would like to do someday as an extension of my coaching business and as a way to share my thoughts, stories, and insight. And it was just that, though, an idea and a someday. The reason I put it in my I'll create that someday category instead of right now was because I thought I wasn't ready for it. I didn't think I had enough knowledge or talent to produce and host a podcast. The truth is that many a times the voice in my head would cause me to doubt myself. Who wants to listen to you? What do you have to share that's so different and special? And it would remind me time and time again, do you know how many podcasts exist out there? And it would assert that no one will ever find you. And it was that voice that kept the idea of starting a podcast just on paper for quite some time. The doubt as well as the overwhelm I felt at not knowing the first thing about podcasting kept me stuck and prevented me from taking the first steps, I guess, to getting started. Does this resonate with you somehow? Feeling overwhelmed or like such a big undertaking that you don't even attempt to take the first step towards it? Well, I thought that someday would be much further down the road than it actually turned out to be. However, God in the universe obviously had other plans for me. As I was writing in my journal one morning, I was playing around with the title for the podcast. And lo and behold, later that afternoon, as I went to check my email, my friend and mentor, Jennifer Grace, who was a podcast guest this season, sent me an email letting me know she would be teaching an 8-week course called The Podcast Catalyst and wanted to know if I'd be interested in being a part of it. Friends, when the universe hands you a clear sign, you'd better be wearing your glasses in order to see it clearly. Of course, I said yes, and after 3 months of learning and creating, A Cup of Clarity launched January 21st of 2021. I've learned that when you think you're not ready for something, that's precisely the moment that you are. This podcast has been quite the journey for me. I've learned so many lessons along the way, and I'll admit, made plenty of rookie mistakes as a podcast host, but I feel blessed to be able to have a platform to share my thoughts, my stories, and insight, as well as the wisdom of my guests on the show. Knowing that I'm connecting with those who listen in truly fulfills me. I'll share with you that I'm in complete awe that the podcast has been downloaded, as of this recording, in 22 different countries. It just confirms for me what I've come to know deep within over the years, that when you set an intention from the heart, God in the universe will provide you with everything you need to carry it out, whether it's the right people, knowledge, finances, or the resources. You'll be supported and guided every step of the way. Trusting in that guidance is key. I came across this Bible verse about a year and a half ago from the book of Hob 22:28 that I felt was speaking directly to me. It says, "You will decide on a matter, and it will be established for you, and light will shine on your ways." It resonated deeply because, as I saw it, I felt as if it was saying that once you set that intention and make a decision on something, you've turned it over to God. And in doing so, you'll be guided along the way with the light that you need to carry it out. So I wanted to ask you today, is there something that's been calling your name lately? Is there something you wish to create in your life, or a change you wish to make? There's just something you wish to call into existence, but are afraid of even speaking it. Remember that we're never torn with a decision. We're just not listening. I want you to know that if it's whispering to you, there's a reason. In these past 2 years, I've come to intimately know that voice within. I've learned to trust it and follow it, because it wasn't always like that, though. For many years, I was so caught up in being the CEO, chief everything officer of my life, that I was never present or silent or still long enough to listen to what it had to say or the guidance it had to offer. My friend and recent guest, Janet Namaste, shared with us in episode 17, Tuning Into Our Intuition, that we all have that internal guidance of spirit. However, we need to make space to listen. We have to let go of the logical mind as a way of finding solutions, as she mentioned, and instead tap into the spiritual, because that is where the light is. Intuition comes from our soul essence, and it doesn't understand limitations. The limitations that we tend to see are the ones that live in our own mind. They're the ones that we have come to believe so deeply that we can't imagine there is another way. So what is it that's holding you back from what it is you wish to create or what you desire in life? What are the limitations you're seeing with your logical mind? If you haven't taken the time to get clear about what that is and are going about your daily life in a bit of a fog, you may be feeling stuck or unfulfilled in some way. I want to remind you that presence leads to clarity, and clarity leads to peace. I'll share with you that this past year was the year I feel I became the most clear and intentional about what I wanted to create and how I wanted to show up in the world each day. I felt this need to dig deeper than I had in the past on this journey of mine. I'll be honest to say that digging deeper got uncomfortable and heavy at times. I was aware that during this journey of powerful inner work, there were certain things I had to cultivate. One of those was greater presence by becoming more disciplined in my meditation practice, as well as being more mindful throughout my day. I had to be brutally honest with myself. I had to become more vulnerable. I had to trust in the flow of my life as I have never done before, especially through the trying and uncertain times we were living in. So I made it a non-negotiable to take time for the three S's, space, silence, and stillness, each morning during my meditation. I carved out the extra time by waking up a half hour earlier each day. I know it's so much easier to hit the snooze button, but I told myself that if I was going to serve the world through my work, my inner world had to be aligned to a higher power and purpose. As I connected to my breath each morning, I released the thoughts that had a hold on me. Thoughts of scarcity, doubt, fear, uncertainty. Yeah, they were all there. And instead, I invited in the higher vibrations of peace, love, abundance, authenticity. I used my journal throughout this period of my life to deepen my connection to myself. I wrote about what it is that I wanted to receive. One of the instances, I made a T-chart in my journal, and on one side I wrote about the things that were no longer acceptable in my life. And on the other side, I wrote about what were the things that were a must going forward. Another time I did a brain dump of what I was most afraid of. That was an interesting list. I wrote about the stories I was telling myself and realized that there were still remnants of victim consciousness within me that I had to work through. My friends, clarity is awesome. When you open yourself up to accessing it, you lift the veil of so much illusion that is tucked away within. During this time, I came face to face with my limiting beliefs and the inner critic that were at times holding me back from my authentic self. It was a heck of a roller coaster ride of emotions as I peeled back layer after layer. And then one day while reading an article, this quote by Paulo Coelho resonated so much within me. He wrote, "Maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe the journey is about unbecoming everything that isn't really you, so you can be who you were meant to be in the first place." Beautiful words that really rang true. I knew I wanted to commit to a life that was true over one that was comfortable. So the only way out was through. Comfort, I'll share, was my middle name for many years. I played it safe in many aspects of my life. What I came to learn in these past 18 months was that I wanted to step out of my comfort zone in an even bigger way, because that's where the magic is in our lives. I knew I wanted to embrace confidence and do what I've never done before, trust as I've never trusted before, speak my truth as I've never done before, and step into my greatness knowing deep within that God and the universe are there to support me, and all is unfolding with precise divine timing. As I work through all of this, I increase my self-love and self-compassion. I realized I needed it, accepting myself wholeheartedly. I realized I had to come home. I paid close attention to the expectations that I had of myself. I started to become conscious of the words I was speaking and changed those to be more compassionate and gentle. I took time to honor all of the feelings that were coming up, and there were many, without judgment. I made time for self-care practices. I acknowledged what was thriving in my life, how far I had come, the things I loved about myself. I wrote and recited my affirmations. I became a cheerleader for myself. And throughout all of this, I also dove deep into forgiving myself and others, because I needed to be free of that energetic heaviness within me. Now I share this with you today to remind you that the journey is an ongoing one, but a beautiful one of expansion, growth, and joy. Clarity is the key in our lives if we are to move from where we find ourselves to the place where we step into our most authentic self. That's why my theme song is that little ditty from the 70s that says, "I can see clearly now, the rain is gone." I think you know this one. "I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, bright, sunshiny day." And it sure is. And that's what I want you to know. That's what I want to remind you of. That the light is always there behind the clouds. Believe it and know it deep within. I also want you to know that I have several wishes for you. My wish for you is that you become clear on what it is that you want to create in this magical life of yours, and have the courage to step into it. May you become aware of the obstacles that stand between you and your potential, and open yourself up to receive. May you find love and joy in every moment, knowing that everything is always working out for you. My wish for you is that you see how unique and amazing you are. May you love yourself completely and see how worthy you are of a life that is waiting for you to decide to live it to its fullest. Your soul is simply waiting for you to give it a command. A joyful and abundant life is your birthright. Decide today that you are worthy and go out and claim it. It's been a complete honor to share this space with you, the listener. And so, as much as I love hosting the podcast, recording solo episodes like this one today, and having great conscious conversations with those I interview, I realize that it's also important to take time off to celebrate this first season. And now it's time to get clear about what I intend for the second one. I would truly love your feedback on what you loved about this first season of the podcast. Which episodes resonated the most with you, and what topics maybe would you like for me to cover next season? If you have someone that you know that you feel would make a great guest on the show, send me an email or a DM on Instagram or Facebook. You can email me at JeanetteMillioncoaching@gmail.com, or on social media, you can find me at JeanetteMillionCoaching. Thank you for your support as a listener. During the podcast hiatus, I invite you to watch some of the full-length interviews with my guests on my new YouTube channel, which will debut the last week of August. Sorry, last week of October. You can find it by searching YouTube for my name, Jeanette Million. So be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes that are uploaded in the future. And as I close this last episode of the season, I truly hope that this episode sparked the insight within. If you're interested in working with me in one of my coaching programs, go ahead and visit my website, www.JeanetteMillion.com, for more information. Until January of 2022, I send you love and light. May your cup be full and overflowing.